Chris Bailey and her friends often visit Champaign's Douglas Community Center on weekday mornings, where the theme of the conversation can shift any minute. Recently, the 66-year-old was able to find out that she doesn't need secondary insurance to supplement what she's already getting through Medicare. Bailey had to call an insurance company before she got some answers. She says she's not sure yet who, if anyone, pursuing the state's open Senate seat will make this debate any clearer.
I've listened to it, been trying to slander one another, so I really got to read up on the characters.
Chris's 62-year-old friend, Gloria Hendricks, agrees that any clear message dictating more accessible and affordable health care has disappeared behind campaign rhetoric.
And because of that, people get discouraged, so they're not interested. They're not giving us information, and if you want that, you either need to go listen to the news, or if you have a computer, get on that internet.
The ladies agree the federal government should fund a sort of clearinghouse for this and related information, an agency that allows people to run through the numerous options for insurers they read about online or advertised in the mailbox. Something like that idea has been proposed by President Obama as part of health care reform in the form of health insurance exchanges. It's been supported by Democratic Senate candidates, including Alexei Janulius and David Hoffman. Ideally, the exchanges would let consumers look at different plans from competing providers and compare their benefit levels and costs. Michael Donnell is the executive director of the state-funded East Central Illinois Area Agency on Aging. He says the idea of an exchange is a bit hard for consumers to picture right now, but would be similar to how seniors currently choose their prescription drugs through Medicare's Part D program.
I foresee that once these exchanges are up and running, and it's going to take some time, that there will be a good deal of need for consumer or patient advocacy to help them make an informed choice.
An outreach caseworker who works with Champaign County seniors says her primary frustration with Part D is that it's not governed by Medicare. Andrea Butler with Family Service of Champaign County says the prescription plan essentially gives insurance and drug companies carte blanche to make last-minute changes her clients can't afford.
You know, I have people that are crying making the decision, you know, do they pay their medicine or they buy something to eat or pay their power bill or not take their medicine? You know, things like that is very difficult to listen to.
The cost of medicine and other daily needs are why Cheryl Melkai and husband Robert now share a house in Rantoul with Cheryl's mother Betty and their grandson Tyler. All four take different medications, and only Tyler earns a paycheck for a five-hour-a-week job. They use local food pantries and get utility bill assistance through the LIHEAP program. Cheryl's on unemployment, but doesn't know how long it will last. She's held a series of jobs, but finds the odds of new employment stacked against her at age 59.
Finding somewhere to work where I can and don't have to be on my feet on concrete 9 hours a day is hard, because got all these youngins going in there, which I understand, and people want them. So I'm out still looking, but all you can find is part-time.
Cheryl Melkai hasn't made up her mind about who she'll support in the Senate primary. Neither has Urbana resident Harry Query, a retired hospital administrator, who says the health care debate and the overall size of government are his big concerns.
We don't need government in health care. We need government supporting health care, not running it.
The 84-year-old Query has survived 5 heart attacks. He says his politics rests on supporting the best candidate regardless of party, but his own party is Republican. Query helped launch the Champaign County Active Senior Republicans, which invites GOP candidates to visit the area and unveil their platforms. As he considers his choices in the Republican primary, Query says the frontrunner, Congressman Mark Kirk, has simply been in Washington too long, and he'll opt for one of the lesser-known GOP candidates.
Not for sure. I'm still working on it.
So you're kind of doing your homework for the next
week? That's right. But I believe that there are other candidates that are worthy of consideration.
Despite different viewpoints and concerns, these East Central Illinois seniors share a wariness of campaign rhetoric. And when I spoke to them, they were all still undecided about who they think would help them the most as Illinois' next U.S. Senator. I'm Jeff Bonsert, AM 580 News.